Simon & Schuster Audio presents Now It's My Turn, A Daughter's Chronicle of Political Life by Mary Cheney. Read by the author.
Early in the summer of 2000, Dad invited me to go with him on a trip to South America. We spent a week sitting in duck blinds in Argentina, hunting perdiz in Uruguay, and talking about typical father-daughter topics. My plans for starting business school in the fall, how the rest of the family was doing, and whether or not we would be able to get in a few days of fishing in Jackson Hole later that summer. It wasn't until we were halfway into the flight home that he turned to me and asked, "What do you think about me running for vice president?" The question caught me so off guard that, at first, I thought he was kidding. After all, my dad had given every indication that he was done with politics. He and my mom were happily living in Dallas, Texas, where he was the CEO of Halliburton, a Fortune 500 company, and he was doing the kinds of things that former politicians do, like helping Governor George W. Bush, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, find a running mate. Besides, at first glance, my dad seemed like an odd choice for vice president. It had been 12 years since he last ran for office, and while he led an active and vigorous life, he had a history of heart disease. In addition, he was from Wyoming, a state with three of the safest, most dependable, most Republican electoral votes in the country. Nominating Dick Cheney to be vice president violated just about every piece of conventional political wisdom I could think of. Once the initial shock wore off, however, I realized that he wasn't joking. He was doing what he does so often, bringing up a subject he'd given a lot of thought to, but that no one else would have guessed he was pondering.